I've ended up after that building, developing a retreat place that is still there along the border of Burma. And we ended up, what happened was, though there was a series of tin mines in the area, then, you know, that was my 6th year as a monk. So then, in my 9th year, I was asked to become the abbot of the International Monastery, and then stayed and training people there. And then, after I'd been there for some, I just kept thinking, you know, it'd be nice to take the monks out and have them experience this place of wilderness. Because it really was, you know, like elephants and tigers, wilderness, and take them out there and let them experience it. And I knew already that the whole tin market had collapsed in Thailand, so the mines had shut down. But went back, and then another one of the mines had stayed, even when the market collapsed, because she was concerned about protecting the forest. And the area around where I had originally stayed, there was a little bit left, but a lot had been, because the tin market collapsed, then people came in and were destroying the forest outside then. But another 6-7 kilometers further in, basically right on the border, then that was completely protected. So ended up taking the monks there every year, and then we ended up making a monastery so that there would be a constant presence. And we've since been able to basically protect that whole area. Yeah.